any policy change will go to meet and confer, which is a lie. President Yi was nearly forced into the meet and confer process over Prop E, a proposition that passed with overwhelming support at around 72% of the vote. And it's only because he called that bluff that we were even able to put it on the ballot and change our charter to reflect the will of the voters of the city. The Bar Association's letter makes it clear that this overly broad interpretation is a constant issue in DHR's negotiations with the POA. They claim that any policy must go to meet and confer. They claim that we can't put policies into the MOU. They claim that rejecting the contract will destroy the working relationship with the POA and that we can't do it. Do not trust them. They're trying to tell you that you have no power here and must leave it all in their clearly incompetent hands. Do not listen to them. Use the power that's vested in this committee and this board and reject the contract. Listen to the people of San Francisco, not the friends of the POA.
Thank you for sharing your comments. Could we get the next caller, please?
Hi, this is Emily and I live in District 8. I'm just calling in to be a drop of water in this wave of public sentiment against this contract and demand that the GOA reject it. Many of the other callers have spoken of the deleterious impact of police unions on accountability, increase in use of force, including the killing of particularly non-white civilians. But if we're going to play the game of contract negotiations with the POA, we should at least play it. No contract should go forward without policy concessions from the POA. The Department of Justice of California, hardly the vanguard of defund the police, believes major reform is needed in SFPD's use of force, bias policing, community relations, and accountability in hiring and training, to at least get some policy concessions if they're going to get any raises. And I yield the rest of my time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing your comments. Could we get the next caller, please?
Hi, members of the committee. This is Rudy Gonzalez of the San Francisco Labor Council. We stand in solidarity with Black and Indigenous people of color, with our trans and other LGBTQ workers and allies. And this is a very troubling situation because we do believe policy concessions and leverage should be used. I'm troubled by the frame, though, because the frame confuses the legal authority of this committee or the board and gives a complete pass to the executive branch of the city. It gives a complete pass to the mayor, the mayor's administration, the mayor's appointed head of DHR, the mayor's appointed police chief, the police commission, who actually have the legal authority to drive a policy agenda of real reform to deal with police brutality and the structural racism that motivates it. Our labor council is committed to the deep organizing. We want to have a conversation about Government Code Section 3300. Let's talk about the Peace Officer Bill of Rights. But let's also not blow a massive hole in the city's budget, which will then translate into and enable a neoliberal agenda that attacks our Black and brown and other vulnerable frontline and essential workers, like those in the public health department, like those who are contact tracers, like those who are librarians, like so many other workers. They're not going to lay off cops or fire them if these contracts don't go through. They'll use it to justify and further their neoliberal agenda, and they'll hack away at all of us. So I think we got to be really laser-focused and clear-eyed about what real reform means, and I think we should reject the frame that that could only come in the confines of meet and confer. This is so much bigger and more important than meet and confer. We should be thinking about where is the mayor and Chief Scott in this conversation? They have a legal right and a moral duty to drive a police reform agenda if they say or if they believe what they say and they are who they say they are. They can move this. It really pains me to see our allies on the left attacking our electeds on the left for something that you know, disrespect. You don't have any juice or authority to make these calls in collective bargaining. And I don't trust DHR.
Thank you, Rudy Gonzalez, for sharing your comments. Mr. Koo, could we get the next